En dat laat met hem het bees, hij is het diebige maaschel, behal eslui. En we lent in de gemarre, dat Rabbi Yochanan houdt, chalitzes moroberes shmor chalitze. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the pasuk says, u ben ein loy, amar achmone behal eslui. He does not have a ben. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan holds that an uber is not a ben. So Taisva says, Kiven dehipila lipsoik, because she was mapo. Avo balka yomer. But what is if she ends up by having a child? Loi. Taisva said, Amayav kekashe. If it is ish ki yomus uben ein loi, so if an uber is not called a ben, so afilu, there was a child abar kayome, it also, there should be a din yibum. It was a mi'ishki yomus uben einloi. So Taisvi says, an uber is not considered a ben if later she was mapo. So then it's not considered a ben. But if later she had a child, so then that's cool to hear now a ben. Inami. Shubar kayome nafkilom milahokim shame milayimoche pratlaze shain shmoimoche. Now, Taisvis, it seems the first teretz wasn't too poshut. If an uber is not called a ben, so meiche Taisi, when the child gets born, it is called a ben lamafreya. So Taisvis says, no, an uber is not called a ben. No, there's another pasuk. The mitzvah of Yibun is layimoche shmoi. The mitzvah of Yibum is l'hakim l'achiv shem. So if l'maise, he has a child, so there's no mitzvah of Yibum. I saw a very interesting Noher Shrage that brings down a mechudish tike Neide B'Yude, and he wants to say that the Neide B'Yude, the chidish of the Neide B'Yude is dependent in the two terutzim of this Tosfos. The Neide B'Yude says as follows. What is the halacha if a person dies, a person was boil ishtoi, and then he dies, and Chazal tell us that the zera habal could be niklat in 3 days. It's not muchach that she became nisaba right away. And he's close such a shayla. Let's say he was boil her and he died. And the Zera Habal was niklat after, in a 3 day period. And then later, she became this Abba and she had a child. So the Neide B'Yude says, now that child, whose child is it? It's his child. Afal Pikain, he says there'll be a Chiyuv of Yibum. Why will there be a Chiyuv of Yibum? Because it's Ish Ki Yomus Uben Einloi. This person died without Peshas, he died, it was Uben Einloi. So therefore there'll be a Chiyuv Yibum. So the Neir Shrage says it's dependent on the two Terutzim of our Tosfos. According to the first Teretz of Tosfos, that an Uber is called a Ben if it was born later. So here he didn't have a Ben. There was no Uber when he died. He didn't, so it was Uben Einloi. So then the Neide B'Yude is 100% correct. So then there'll zicha be a mitzvah of Yibum. But according to the second Teretz, he says, since it's considered his child, so there can't be a mitzvah of Yibum, because the mitzvah is even lahokim lochiv shem v'layimoche shmoi, and his shame is not mochi. V'reish lokish savar ben ein loy ayin olot. So the drosh of Reish Lakish is that Reish Lakish holds chalitzes muberes loishmo chalitze is ayin olav. If there is an uber that's roilis kayim, so she's also a lav bas chalitze. Im toima, so Taisva says, im kain, tifta leshuk beloi chalitze. If Ayin Olav is Marba Afilu and Uber, since it's Royal Iskayim, is Tifta Lishut Baloi Chalitze, Kamoi Bezera Apostle, the Nafkalon Nami Me Ein Loi. We learn out from Ein Loi, Zera Ein Loi, that Ayin Olav, that if he has a Zera Apostle, he has a son of Mamza, will also Pata Mina Yibum. Now what is the din
by Zer Apostle, the dinner she's permitted to get married. That Ayin Olav, that Apostle is also called Zera. So if we have a Limud, that an Uber is also called Zera, so let her get married. But my name Yemrina Lekaman the Vlad Einoi Poiter at Sheyetze Lavir Ha'ilom. Vishloima the Mrina Nami Ayin Olav Sheloi Tachloitz Veloiti Nosei Kozman Shoimedes Besofik. Here the Ayin Olav is different. The Ayin Olav is, you should be Ma'ayin and we should see what is going to happen. That she shouldn't get Chalitze. And Kozman, she's in a matzav of Sofik, she's also the Chalitza. Chalitza won't help, and she's not permitted to get married. The Goli Milse Lemafreya Loy Amrina. So the Gemara had explained the Machloikis, and the first Loshen, the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was, if we see later that she was Mapel, do we say Tigoli Milse Lemafreya that Bishas, before she was Mapel, Bishas the Chalitze, was she Abbas Chalitze or not? Rabbi Yochanan says, since she was Mapel later, it's Tigoli Milse Lemafreya, that she was Abbas Chalitze. And Reish Lakish says, Tigoli Milse Lemafreya Loi Amrinan. We don't say Tigoli Milse Lemafreya. And we had said over yesterday that the Ritva says, the homach leikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is, if the Uber Bishas Chalitza was Royal Iskayim, and later it became Nischadish, a Sibe that was Goyrim Bahapola. So then, Reish Lakish holds, so since the Sibe was non-existent Bishas the Chalitza, Later was Nischadish the Sibbe, so this does not make her Abbas Chalitza. Because Bishas Chalitza, she was Muberes with an Uber Shal Kayoma. But, and Reb Yechanan notes, Af Al Pikein, she still considered Abbas Chalitza, since Lemaisa she was Mapo the Uber. But if Bishas Chalitza, the Uber, was already alive Bal Kayome, mitzad the health of the Uber, it was oimed to be mapled, then according to everyone, it's command the lesser, it's considered like she's not Muberes, and according to Reish Lakish, the Chalitza is a Chalitza. So Taisvis asks, Afal gav de lekamon gabi sveikes shekidish achas mishtei achoyes. Choshvine lo Bas Chalitze v'yibum. They're speaking about that someone was Mekadish, one of two sisters. We don't know if it was Mekadish Rochel or Mekadish Leah. Then the Gemara says that he died. So the Gemara says he gives Chalitze to both. So Kapanim will make sure that the true wife received chalitza. So the Gemara asks, it's Eina Oila Leibum. You can't be Miyabim the wife, because I don't know which one is the wife, which one is Achayzik Ukosoi. So it's Eina Oila Leibum. So Kol She'Eina Oila Leibum, Eina Oila Lechalitza. How can the chalitza help? So the Gemara says, Choshvina Lo Bas Chalitza V'Yibum, Kivin Dim Yovi Eliyo V'Yoyma Adoha Kodesh. The Gemara says, she's called Abbas Yibum. That means the true wife is Abbas Yibum. I don't know which one is the true wife, but if Eliyo would come and tell us, so we would know who the true wife is. So even though he didn't come, she's called Be'etzem Oila Leibum. So we see from that Gemara that something that Eliyo HaNavi could be Mevara is called Oila Leibum. So Taisvis asked, so that was by missing the time of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that if Eliyo would come and tell us that she'll be Mapul, so she now would be Abbas Yibum. So we say, Goli Milsalam Afreya. Now we found out that she was the Bas Yibum. And Rish Lakish said, you don't say Tigoli Milsa Lamafreya. So Lechayre Taisis Esten Lechay Rabbi Yechanan is right. We see from that Gemara, if Eliyo Anovi would come, so that makes it Oyle Leibum. So Mamele is also the same thing. This is not a sofik which is really is bararachsha. She ev shaleida asidus. One cannot know what will occur. Avol hosam ein tzorich leida lemashe ba'isisho. So let's go to the second half of Taisvus. The Taisvus is saying over there, there, lemaisa, you have two sisters. One is married to the mace. One is not married. One is an Ashes Ishnal. We do not know which one is married. So there the Gemara says, since Eliyo Anovi could be Mavar, so it's called Be'etzem, the wife of the mace is Oyle Leibum, even though we have a Chesorin Yediyah. But here, the Chesorin is, I'll say over the way Rav Shmuel wants to say Pshat and Taisvus. Rav Shmuel wants to say Pshat and Taisvus, that Taisvus also holds like the Ritva. That Reish Lakish is speaking about a case that now the Uba is a healthy Uba. And the Asidus is Goyrim that he should become, that what she was Mapel, this Uba, that was an occurrence that happened later. But Bishas Chalitza, you have a healthy Uba. So it made mention that the Ritva says that Reish Lakish holds, since now the Uba is a healthy Uba, so the Mikra La'osid cannot make that we should consider that now she's a Bas Chalitza. An Uba is a Stira to Chalitza. And a dover she yischadish lost, it cannot make keilu I have now an uber that will become that she'll be maple. That's the spor of Reish Lakish. And he says that's what Taisvus holds also. No, Taisvus is saying a chiddush that if we would be able to know what will happen, that means if now we would be aware that La Osid, she will be Mapul. So even though it's totally Napula Nasidis, but since we are aware of it, so then Reish Lakish will also be Maiden, that she is considered a Bas Chalitza. If we are aware of it, but since we are unaware of it, and it is a Pule which will be Nishadish Basidis, so therefore she is now not considered a Bas Chalitza. Vimtaima l'Reish Lakish akoynis yevimtaimi uberes vehipila. Amai potter minakol. Taisvus asks, according to Reish Lakish, we learned that we learned in the Mishnah akoynis yevimtaimi uberes vehipila. So according to Reish Lakish, there was no chiyuv of yibum them. There was no mitzvah of yibum them. So why is she potter min hakol? Kiven de bias muberes loy shmo bia im kenei shesach shalei b'moke mitzvah. So she's an eshesach shalei b'moke mitzvah. Ba'i marida felohochi loy mechayiv midi da ve'akotn shabal yevim te gdoi ladom alakamon te gadlenu. The Gemara says further that shitas ha-toisvis is grad that a cotton, that is a ben tes, and he's miyabim yivimtoi, there's no mitzvah yibum. And she does not become his wife. Afal pikein, the Gemara says, tegadlenu, they're allowed to be together. So Tosis has a kasha, so what happened with the Isarei Shesoch? There's no mitzvah yibum. So we see from there, the Torah was already matter, the Eishes Och, for a person who will get a mitzvah yibum, not who has now a mitzvah yibum. A person who will get a mitzvah yibum, the Torah was now matter, the Eishes Och. So Memela, so Taisvah says the same thing is according to Reish Lakish, that even though now there is no mitzvah yibum, but the Torah was matter the eishes och to a person who will get a mitzvah yibum. And since after when she'll be mapel, he'll get a mitzvah yibum, so the Torah was already matter the eishes och. Rotze yoitzi, rotze yikayim iboile. The Gemara asked Akash, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Pius Muberesh Mobiye, so why does it say Hakoines as Yevimtoi? And later she had a Vlach Enishal Kayon or Yekayim. Why Yekayim? If he wants, he can give her a get. The Yibm was a good Yibm. If he wants, he could keep her. So why does it say Yekayim? This was Akash in Rabbi Yochanan. V'hodik toni lel gabi daledachin b'sham rememim Yekayim over loiktonu rotsu mishim doso lekem lamitim. But here there's a mokim litais that Yekayim means the way Resh Lakish says, that he should be boil over again. Hareizu loitinosei tzorose kolshkein hi shaloitinosei v'shaloiti boil. She's here not allowed to get married, and shaloiti boil. Elatzorositzer shaloitay matinosei mimonavshech. We shouldn't say mimonavshech that he was miyabim her, so mimonavshech. If there's no child, so the yibim should help. If there is a child, so it's a vlad shalkayom, it'll be a vlad shalkayom, so the vlad should help. Afal pikein, the tzore is not permitted to get married. That means, Abaye just said now that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Bias Meberes Loish Mabie, Regav Nike Perka Mapeles Kabipona Mumusmosim Bekama Duchtim. Ki Pligi Bechalitza Bebia Maide Shalayovi Lidei Iso. I'd just like to be Ma'ira something. We heard here in the Gemara that Abaye had said, Rabbi Yochanan holds Bias Muberes Loi Shmo Biye, Machalitzes Muberes Shmo Chalitze. So, Taisvus wanted to explain what is the difference between a Bias Muberes and Achalitzes Muberes. We see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that an Uber is called Ben Einloi. There's no child. That's why Chalitze helps. So why can it be, but why doesn't the Yibum help? If it's a Ben Einloi, so why doesn't the Yibum help? So Taisvah says, the Ritva says a little better, that's the mer. It's a Kinyan Be'Israel. That means as follows. That means that he'll come and ask a Shaila, the Yavame is Mu'uberes. Am I permitted to be Miyabma? So what will the Rav tell her? The Rav will tell him like this. Really, it depends. If she'll be Mapul the Uber, you're permitted to be Miyabma, because then she's a Bas Yibum. If she won't be Mapul the Uber, she'll have a child, Has V'Shalom. So there's an Isarei Shesach Min HaTorah. Then the Rav will tell him further, and it's not only a Sofik, Rav Noshim are not Mapul. So Rav Noshim is Abres V'Yeldes. So the Rav told them, Chas v'shalom, you better not be miyabma. You're playing with a fire over here. I mean, most probably it will be an avlat shel kayome, and you'll be oiva an yisrei shesach. So the din is, halachically, he's not permitted to be miyabma. So now the Ritva says, or Tosva says, what if he was miyabim her, and she was mapul? That's the story over here. He did something, he played Russian roulette, he took a chance, he was miyabim her, and she was mapul. So Abaye said, the kinyan isn't chal. The Ritva says, because it's a kinyan be'issel. Now, Khan shoyel aben, what issel was he over? Lemaisa, she was mapul. So Lemaisa, there was no eshesach. The only Isser she was over could be one of the two. It was Rotze Lechel Bosa Chazir, Ba'ola B'yodei Bosa Tle. That could be the Isser. I mean, he was aware that he's doing an Isser. Or it could be this, the Charedim says, Sovik Dereise L'chumre, so the Charedim says, how do we know Sovik Dereise L'chumre? It says, U'bacharta B'chayim. You should don't take chances. Don't be risky. So al koponim, the Isser he was over was l'chayra zaitike Isser. he was over, he took a risk. And so it's gelungen. Lemaise, he wasn't over, but he was over b'chalta b'chayim. He was over and rotsa lechel boso chazilba l'biyode boso tle. And because of this, Abaye said, that's called a yibum, that's called a kinyan be'isa, and a kinyan be'isa is not kinyan, which is very interesting. Now, let us go to the sugya further. Now, daf lamed vavam at Aleph, in the middle of the Omid, we finished the Taisvusin, came out in the middle of the Omid, Omar Abelozo. We had, and daf lamed heyem at Beis HaMachlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, if chalitzes muberes shmo chalitze, chalitzes muberes loy shmo chalitze. Rabbi Yechon holds chalitzes muberes shmo chalitze. He give chalitze to a woman that's muberes, and later she was mapple, the chalitze helps. And Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish says chalitzes muberes loy shmo chalitze. It doesn't help. Amar Rabbi Lozo, efsher isa lahoda Reish Lakish. He said, Mistama, we paskin like Reish Lakish. The leitnan lo b'masnisin, there shouldn't be any remez in a Mishneh that Allah is like Reish Lakish. Mistama, we could find in a Mishneh a hechoche to Reish Lakish. Nofak dok v'ashker. So he went and he was medayik and he found a Mishneh. This not. We learned in the Mishneh, Ha'ishe sha'olach baila v'tzorosa limdina sayom. A woman, a husband didn't have any children, and a husband and her tzore, he had another wife, they went together limdina sayom. Ubol v'omrula, they were there, chveis, 10 years. She didn't hear from her husband. So they told her, they informed her that your husband died. Now, there's a shaila. What happened with the tzore? Did the tzore become muberes? Is the tzore muberes? Did the tzore have a child? Will she have a child? We're speaking about we have no means of communication to Medina Sayyam, but she just knows that her husband is dead. She's not permitted to get married. She can't get married. Maybe the tzora never became nisaba. So she's a yibam l'shuk. So she can't get married without yibam l'chalitza. The light is yabim, but she can't make yibam with her also. Maybe the tzora is muberes. Maybe the tzora had a child. Now, if that happens, so she's an eshesoch. Till she finds out exactly what's happening with the tzorah. Maybe the tzorah is muberes. And if the tzorah is muberes, so we'll see. So she has to wait to find out. Maybe the tzorah is muberes. So Rabbi Lezer said as follows. Bishloi mi yibumi loy. I understand you can't be miyabim her now. Shemo yevlad ben kayom. Maybe she's muberes, and maybe the child shall give birth to a child, and the yivka be isereishesoch diereis. So you can't make ibum over here. Maybe if she's muberes, she'll give birth to a child. So ibum you can't make. There's a shaila of the zasofik eishesach over here. Ella loisach loitzamai. Why don't you give chalitza? Let's give chalitza. So the Gemara says further, Bishloi metachloitz b'soichtes v'tinosei b'soichtes. Now, that she should get chalitza, let's say her husband, we found that her husband died at Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Now, we have to be chayish. Maybe the tzara became mu'uba Rosh Chodesh Nissen. We don't know. So we have to be chayish from Rosh Chodesh Nissen in the 9 month period. Maybe the tzara is muberes. And if she is muberes, so, ein avlad poiter at she yates ilaver oilom. So if there's a vlad, so the chalitza does not help. and she can't get married till the child will be born. So we'll give her chalitza now in the 9-month period. And let her get married in this 9-month period. Loi? That you can't do. Ein a suffix. It's a suffix. Maybe the tzar is muberes. And maybe she's muberes avlat shel kayomet. So the chalitza doesn't help because there's an uber that's eventually going to be born. And the vlad doesn't pater. So memele. So in the 9-month period, there's nothing what to talk about. So, but elatachleis pesoich tisha. But let's give chalitza in the 9 months. And let her get married after the 9 months. That means we're ignorant what is happening in Medina Sayyam, but we took care of all the sfeikas. Let her get chalitza in the 9 months. And let her get married after the 9 months. It's mamanavsha. If there was an avlad shel kayome, so after 9 months she's permitted to get married. She's not a yevomin gansen. If the tzor was mapel the uber, some amelus or the chalitza helped. That was in the 9-month period. So why can't we do this? Is a raya to reish lokish that a chalitza is muberes leishmo chalitza, that the chalitza that will give her in this 9-month period is worthless. So amela, that's why it says leitinos. So the Gemara asks a more dikke kasha and Rabbi Lozer, and Taisus doesn't understand what Rabbi Lozer held. Fine, a more dikke kasha. You're asking a kasha. Let's give chalitza in the 9-month period, and then let her get married after the 9 months. Is a raya to reish lakish. Beautiful. Let me ask you a different kasha. But according to reish lakish, I also have a kasha. Let's give chalitza after the 9 months. So mamonim sheh, if there's a child, there's a child. If she was mapel, so the chalitza will help. So give chalitza after the 9th month. So how do you understand Pshat the Mishnah? Elabami no dahi. You can't bring any raya at all from this Mishnah, either to Rabbi Yechon or Reish Lakish. Dabaya barovin, rabchinina barovin, domri tavaya. Shema yehei vlad ben kayome. You don't give chalitza stamazoi, because maybe later a child will be born. The nimtza ata matzricha kruz lekune. That means, let us just think the problems which will arise. We're going to give chalitza to this woman. Later we're going to find that there was a child all along. And so there's a child all along, a child was born. So now the chalitza is nothing. So meika adin, she's mutter to marry a kohen. It wasn't a chalitza. Now she'll marry a kohen, and then people have a kasha, they have good memories, they remember the one, so she gave chalitza, and then she got chalitza, they know close she got chalitza, and now they see that she's marrying a kohen, so they'll jump to the conclusion, a kohen is allowed to marry chalitza, my tzarab, I saw it with my own eyes, I was there by the chalitza, and now we see her marrying a kohen, and I look a kohen also. They won't be aware that there's another tzor in Medina Sion that had a child. They won't be aware of this. So therefore, you can't give chalitza because v'nimtzata matzricha kruz shema yevlad ben kevav v'nimtzata matzricha kruz. So we have to be mefarsim that the chalitza was not a chalitza. So the Gemara says v'litzacha. So you put a kol kaira, you call out. And you know, everyone who was there by the chalitza should know the chalitza of this woman was not a chalitza because Lamai said there was a child was born to a husband. So the Gemara says we can't rely on this. Maybe there'll be people who were around by the chalitza. They won't be around by the hachoze, and they're going to jump to this conclusion. And they will say that a chalutza is permitted to marry a kohen. So Memele, so the Gemara answered as follows. The Gemara answered, this kasha that you're asking, let's give chalitza. This, the kasha doesn't begin. If it is a kasha, it's a kasha in Rish Lakish also. Give chalitza after the 9 months. Now, our kolchok, so what is the teretz? The teretz is, we don't give chalitza misofik because it might create tremendous problems. If later we'll find out that there was a child, so comes out she's mutter lekuhune, and she'll get married to a koyin, and people might come to the conclusion that a chalitza is mutter lekoyin. So therefore, we don't give chalitza stamazay. That's one dichui on the raya from Rabbi Losa. Omar le Abaye, Abaye said the raya bechlau doesn't begin. Midi loitach loitz vleitis yabim ktoni. Does it say in the Mishnah we do not permit to give chalitza? And we do not permit to give yibum? Loitin nosei vleitis yabim ktoni. Just that she's not permitted to get married. She's not permitted to make yibum. But loy chalitza. That's without chalitza. Avli cholitz lochinami de shori. Where does it say in the Mishnah you can't make chalitza? It just says you can't make yibum, which is true because she's a safek ha'ishasach. She can't get married because she's a safek yibum alashuk. You have an eitzah with chalitza, adarabe. Chalitza is a wonderful eitzah. It doesn't say in the Mishnah you can't make chalitza. So al kolponim, so Abaye said, v'chlal, this raya doesn't begin. It's not, you don't have to say a shtik teure, why you don't give chalitza. It never said in the Mishnah you cannot give chalitza. Tanya kevosi de Resh Lakish. So Rabbi Lezer's raya from the Mishnah was unsuccessful, but now the Gemara brings a beraisa that we the raya to Resh Lakish, achilets lemuberes vehipila. A person gave chalitza tanisha muberes, and later she was mapul tzricha chalitza min haachim. She needs chalitza from the other brothers. That means that the chalitza that was done b'shas when she was in Muberes does not help. Araya to Reish Lakish. Omar Rove hilchese kevose de Reish Lakish bahani tlas. There are three cases that is a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and all the time there's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, but in three cases we paskin like Reish Lakish. Chode hoda amoran, this case, that we paskin la aloche, chalitzes mu'uberes, is loishmo chalitze. Now let us see the Rashi's. Rashi says, shaholach bailo, ve'ein leibonim, he didn't have any children, and he went away to Medina Sayom. So it says in the Mishnah, she's not permitted to get married. The Mora held that come out. Not the way Abaye said, that she's not allowed to get married, if you'll give chalitza. And chalitza also won't help. Maybe the tzora that went together with her husband became uberes. Avoli shamit alei she'ena muberes. If we'll hear that she's not muberes, tishyabe, then there's no problem. Then she's permitted to become tishyabe. Blei chayshin in shemen nosa baila acheres m'mdines hayom. Then we don't have to be afraid that maybe a husband married another woman in Medina Sayom. Allah itman hi tzarosa. The only chash is shemo muberes tzarosa. Vach meforesh v'perek isha. Hello. So the Gemara asks, "Bishlaybe, she's not permitted to be in this job." We understand. Hello, leitach leitz vitinasi l'shuk amai chlitzes muberes shmo chalitzim tach leitz mimonev she the bein tzorosa muberes ubein eina muberes arei chalitza peitrosa the chlitza bo paterom. Now. Rashi had a different girse in our Gemara. That by us the girse is bishloime tachloitz besoichtes betinosei besoichtes loy. We explained that the Gemara is speaking about in the Tes Chadoshim that we are chayish that the Tzore is in the Bimei Ha'ibo. Rashi had a different girsa. Bishloi metachloitz besoich gimel vitinosei besoich gimel shemeisloi. That's very good. I understand why you can't give chalitz and she should get married in the first 3 months after her husband died. Why? What's the Indian of the 3 months? Because she's not allowed to get married. Efsha dahainu sofik the ben tes l'rishain a ben zayin l'achay. That means that if she'll get married and the child will be born in this 3 month period, we will never know who the father of the child is, the second husband or the first or the mace. Oy ben zayin l'achay. Dafilo niseis beis yomim besoif gimel chadoshim. Afilo shall get married 2 days before the end of the 3 months. V'yolda besoif tes lebal horishin and shall give birth 9 months after the first husband died. Akati kolameim shema ben zayin laachinu. Maybe this child is a ben zayin. If she got married 2 days before the end of the 3 months, so the child can only be 6 months and 2 days. But that's also a ben shiva. The kaimelon yeledes lezayin yeledes lemekutoyim. That a woman that has a child after a seven month birth, you don't need 7 complete months. Yeledes lemekutoyim. So let us get back to the sugya. So the Gemara said that in the 3 months she cannot get married because we will not know the child, who the father of the child is. So she's not permitted to get married in these 3 months. So now Rashi asks a very pertinent question. You won't know who the child is? Her husband went away 10 years ago in Medina Sayyam. So if she'll get married in the 3 months, you're going to know who the child is. The child is from the second husband. So Rashi says, there's no shaila whatsoever that this woman is zichana muberes from her husband. We're only afraid maybe the tzar is muberes. But she is zichana muberes because it's speaking about that her husband left 10 years ago. That's nothing. There's a chazal made a loy plug. You don't look if the husband was in the same city together with the wife. Any wife is also to get married. They gave it one din of avchone that every wife we have to wait 3 months. So that is pshat in this girse that the Gemara is saying that she is not, I understand, in the 3 months she can't get married. But the Gemara asks, fine, that I understand, but we'll give chalitza in the 3 months and let her get married after the 3 months. Because Rashi asks, hey, chemotzi l'suvi yochi, how could you ask a kasha she should get married after the 3 months? Nehei nami the chalitza smuberesh shmo chalitza. That sure chalitzes muberes is shemal chalitza hani mili benefel. That is if it will, she will be maple. Avol hochi kolameicha shemet zarasa muberes bevlad ben kayoma. But he hears there's a chash. Maybe the tzaras muberes with avlad ben kayoma. Vein biya vachalitza peiteres baladivrei hakel. So how can the chalitza help? After 3 months, at least kakasha she should be permitted to get married. Maybe the tzaras is muberes avlad shal kayoma. So Rashi says this girsa doesn't make sense. And the girsa is the way we have. The We're not goyres that, that in the 3 months, because maybe it's a ben tesselerishin. O perusha haye besvorem mishuboshim, these are vergreist desvorem. Ele tachlitz, this is the true girse. Ele tachlitz beseich tes, vetinosi laachetes mimonevshech. Let's give chalitze in the 9 months, let it get married after the 9 months. E mi abre tzorosom, vi pile, oilav mi uberes, and then mimonevshech, after the 9 months, she'll zicha be able to get married. If the tzara was muberes and she was maple, or if the tzara was never muberes, arei chotzo, zu. She gave her chalitza, so she zicha could get married. Vivlat shel kiyoma, vi arei yotze lava oilam, and if she was muberes, she had a vlat shel kiyoma, so it was yotze lava oilam. Ela lav mishum shem, o muberes tzaros, o isa bishas chalitza, vein a vlat shel kiyoma. And this chalitza will not part according to Reish Lakish. That was Rabbi Lesser's raya that we paskin like Reish Lakish. So the Gemara asked the kasha letaimeich, itaime de leitachlitz mishim sofik muberes. If the only reason is you don't give chalitza because maybe she's now muberes, arayt reishloki, si sofik muberes, sarosa bishas chalitza, is tachlitz lachete. So let's wait till after 9 months, then let's give a chalitza. Da hash tevadi la muberesi. V'tinosei, umay taim uktoni at sheteid, v'afilu l'soiv kamashonim. The Mishnah, it seems, Kozman, I don't know the matzev of the tzore, she's not permitted to get married. Elabal mino dahi, claim emilo etidik siyat alayish lokish, you can't bring any riot alayish lokish. Dahod uktoni leisach leitz besoich tes, v'tinosei laachet tes. Awesome time alav mishum sofik yivam alishuku, because he's a sofik yivam alishuku. I look at the Bible of him. Shem yev la tzarosa ben kayomo. Maybe the tzara will give birth to a live child. V'nim tzachali tzarosa shalei letzairach. Ukshayra lekune, and then she was kosher lekune. Mishara bachalitza marziki kepsula lekune. Vata tzarech laharzik. And it's not that it's a chalitza, and you'll have to be mefarsim du shezu leipasul so chalitza. That's one mahalach to be matcha the raif of Mabalosa. And then namalei abaye, midi leitachas leitishyabim toni, the tedik minosi yater leishlokish, leitinosi toni, leitinosi leshuk, beloi chalitza. She shouldn't get married without chalitza. Lismach veloi metzarosi yolda labali. Av api shereiv noshim yodais. But who says she became uberes and she was meilet? Avoli chalitza. Avilu beseichtes. Ochinam de mishtar yelachetes. Tebis muberes. Vchalitzosa shmo bia vchalitza. Let us see Taisvis. Bishleime b'seich gimul chadoshim, and girse zun achaynik the perish pekuntres, the way Rashi said. Because how could you get married after three chadoshim? Maybe the tzor's muberes, vein avlat poiter, she hates lavi loylam. Boy, the efshiklal dagdik mi de einach eletzes teich gimul, li nose ache gimul. The chalitzes muberes loish mochalitza. The vadei teich gimul moide rab yoichin and dein chalitzes. In gimul of l'korin trab yoichin alat to give chalitza. The stana yivom aloi tachlitz ad she yeh lo gimul chadoshim. One is not permitted to give chalitza to a yivom till 3 months. V'taima mishum dein oilu liyibum. Because you're not permitted to be miyabimor. Al tzavchone, da filo yove ili yove yoyme de loy ma'abra, la vasibum, they made, Chazal made a gzere, that in these 3 months you're not allowed to be miyab. Lekach ein oil la chalitze. So, you can't, b'chlal so the whole gears is a greis, make chalitze in the 3 months. For, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you also can make chalitze in the 3 months. Aber was teich tes, vasibum, im yove ili yove yoyme de loy ma'abra. Oh, yeah, Philippe, look, there's Shaper, she is a Basibum. So that makes that she's called Ayla Yiba Miyavi Eliyo. So let's make Chalitza. That's the Gilsa the way Rashi says. Betinose Lachates, Taimer the Lemasik Adaita Haila Taimer the Poch. What is Pshat and Rabbelozo that he bought a Rayeter Eishlokish and he didn't chap that is the way he's learning this Amerudike Kasha Filon Reishlokish also. The Nimzo Ato Matzricha Cruz Lekuhune. So the Gemara said that the reason you don't give chalitza because if the tzara will have a vlad shal kayome, so will have to be mefarsim that the chalitza was a posel chalitza and she's muta lekun. V'davke bishar noshim de lav grushes airi. So Taisva says you have to make a hago on this Mishnah. That the Mishnah is speaking about women who are not grushes. By a grusha, we have, there's no problem. She sabes they also likune, so her you could give chalitza. So we have to make an akimte that the Mishnah is not speaking by a grusha. So we're making an akimte that's not speaking about a grusha. So we're making an Umeforish bigmore, the gmore want to say the reason is, meforish bigmore mikore time, shema ye vlad shel kayom, and maybe she's muberes, and maybe she has a vlad shel kayom, of nimtze matzricha kruz lekohune. So the gmore asked tina chalmone, that's a good explanation by an amone, grushem ayikalameima, but if this woman is a grusha, so there's no problem, she's able to say also lekohune. So Tais is asking a kasha. There the Gemara seems to say that the Mishnah has to be speaking about a grusha also. And the Mishnah we just learned, Tais said it's not speaking about a grusha. Aymeri, mishum dahosnam balosh, meaning din kol anoshim shenayfes liyibum. The Mishnah and Daf Memalafam at the base is speaking about all noshim or anayfes liyibum. It says, loitach litztech gimel chadoshim. Vimho yodin acher ligrusha. If the halacha would be different by a grusha, havelei lefrushi. So the Mishnah sort of said explicitly, this halacha applies to all noshim besides grushas. Havel hoche. The Mishnah, our Mishnah, the Airi im Ira boy Maise Beisha Shaolach Baila Bitsaroslam Dinisayom. We are speaking about an incident that could have occurred, so we can say this incident is speaking Airi Shapadav Kibishanoshim the Lav Grushes. But even when they peg basal the mukahidi shalom davki begrusha the pochmahida maisioche. Fakert, if we're not speaking about Kolan Noshim, so we can make a kimtis. We could say that the Mishnah is speaking about not a grusha. So the Gemara said, Rava said, there are three cases that we pass in like Resh Lakish. Ha the pligi beperik beis dechulin gabi yeshna l'shchita mitchila va'atzoyf. It's a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish if the process of shchita is from the beginning till the end, it's called a shchita, or ein l'shchita ela l'psayif, it's called a shchita only by the end of the shchita. So there's also machlokes Rabbi Yechon l'shlokish, and we pass him like Rabbi l'shlokish, so why didn't the Gemara bring down this case? Lo'ichoshiv hoche afagav de svira le'kevosi pek beiz de zvochim. Hayne mishum reshlokish mishmei de levi sova amro. This is not a member of reshlokish himself. This is a member of reshlokish b'shem levi. So therefore, Rav is only speaking about when there's a machlokes between reshlokish and Rabbi Yechon. Here's reshlokish, not a member of reshlokish, it's reshlokish b'shem levi. V'teime d'leichoshiv hode per kama de meseches avay de zore. The Sanya Kebosi the Resh Lakish, and we learned Araya Baraisa the Resh Lakish. The Nosa Vinosom Mutter. There's a Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Resh Lakish. The din is that 3 days before the Chagas of Goyim, one is not permitted to do business with Goyim. That's a Mishnah. Now the Gemara class of Shah, what if he did do business? Is he permitted to derive profit, to derive Hanor from the profits or no? So Resh Lakish said, Nosa v'noson muter. If he did business, he's allowed to have hanor from the prophets. And there l'chayre we paskin like Resh Lakish, given the choshev hoche midi the tanya kevosei. There we have a baraisa that is a raya to Reish Lakish. And here we see that Rav said a lochi ki Reish Lakish, even though there's a baraisa like him, but he wanted to tell us we passed him like Reish Lakish. So why wasn't Rav Koilo that member of Reish Lakish, that Nosev and Nos and Mutter, even though there's a baraisa like him? By Meridim, he come back in Mosem, Hilchasek, Rabbi Yochanan, the Hosem, Gabi Hodes, Nava, Chamimim, Lefnei, Mosel, Achei, Mutter, Porich, Achomim, Hainu, Tane, Kame, Mishani, Nosem, Benosem, Nike, Benayu, and Adarab, we pass, Kanosem, Benosem, is also. So even though there's a Baraisa like Reish Lakish, there's a Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan. The Perikam, the Sanhedrin, Gabi Zei, Vari, the Sani, Kebosi, Reish Lakish, Hosem, Pligi, Alibe, the Rabbalosov, Leisvira, Lohu, Kebosai. Now let us get back to the Gemara. So now Rove had said that there are three cases in Shas that we have a machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish and we pass Kan like Reish Lakish. This is the Chalitzas Muberes is one case. Case number two. Idach, the second case, the Snan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hamechalik Nechosov Alpiv. A person was saying Baal Peh, and the Rashbam in Baba Basra says this is speaking about a Shchiv Mera, that a Shchiv Mera, the din is even though he does not make a Maise Kinyan, but it's Tvor of Kechsubim and Mesurim, that a person who is lying on his deathbed, let us say, or you see, he's a Metzava Machmas Mise, and he's telling how he wants his assets to be divided. Riba le'echot. This child should have a certain amount, more than the others. Umiyat le'echot. And this one should have less than all the others. Ve'hishvo lehem es ha'becher. And the becher should not take any more than the pshutim. Dvar of kayomim. Whatever he says, that's what we're going to do. So that means he said that he wants his assets to be divided not according to the Gidrei HaYerusha. He wants a different combination, a different way of distribution of his assets. Dvar of Kayom. We'll see why soon. V'im Omar Mishum Yerusha Loi Omar Klum. But if he said they should inherit it that way, then it's worthless what he said. That means we'll see that we're speaking about the only reason this works is he gave a matone. If he's giving a matone, so if the nechosim are being given over by matone, so when it comes to Yerusha, there's nothing to Yarshan. He gave everything away by matone b'chayim. Kosa, bein b'tchila, bein b'soy, bein b'emtza mishum matone, dvor of kayomi. Now, if in this shtar tzavo, he wrote a mixture of lashonis. He wrote that this shon said yarsh in this field that I'm giving to him. So this is very unclear. He says Yerusha matone. As long as he stuck in bein betchila, bein besoy, bein beemtza, mishum matone dvor of kayomim. So if he said one word of matone, this is sufficient. Let us, before we go further, let us see Rashi. Al piv, achrei divrei piv, he wants that his assets should be distributed the way he's saying. V'loi b'stam Yerusha b'shtik, not like it should be a stam Yerusha. Ribo le'echot, amit le'echot, oi shehishvo le'es abcher dvor of kayomim, the lekulon nosan b'chayiv, everything was given away while he was still alive. Ve'ein kan Yerusha litel b'chayre. So there's no Yerusha litel b'chayre. V'lai apshutim litel b'shove. Ela ma'asha riba riba. O ma'asha miyit miyit. So memele, there's no problem. I have a shtickle problem. I'm not too bekant. I'll just daige b'levishe sicheno. The Rashbam in Baba Basra says this is speaking about Mechalik Nechosov Alpiv, there was no Kinyan. So speaking about a Matna Shchiv Mera. The Gemara says in Daf Kufla Medzayin in Yesh Noichum that Matna Shchiv Mera is Koine La'ache Gemar Mise. So I don't understand here. Rashi says, L'kula Nosan B'chayi Ve'en Kan Yerusha. I don't know exactly what Rashi means. Okay, v'imama mishum Yerusha ploini yirash sode ploinis, u ploini sode ploinis, he said Yerusha, lo yamaklum, shehisna mashekosu batoyre, that he's telling how the Yerusha should be, he's not a balabos, it's the Torah said how Yerusha should be divided. Utnoi botel, hoyle v'loi chilek lepshutim b'shove, the Torah said how the Yerusha should be distributed. But if he said, Aloshin matone betchile, tinosin soda plainis le plaini viyirsheno, so he started off Aloshin matone, or beemta yirsho betinosin loy viyirsho, again he said a jumble of loshinis, or besoif yirsho betinosin loy, is dvar of kayom. As long as he said, together with the Yerusha, he said, Alosh and Matone, so this is sufficient. Now, let us turn the Yomid. V'omar ish lokish, lo'oilom lo'ikone atche yoymar ploini u ploini yirshu soda ploinis u ploinis shenesatim lembe matone v'yirshu. Now, we paskin like this Reish Lakish also. Now, what is Reish Lakish speaking about? He's not chaylik on the Mishnah. The Chiyosa Ravin Omar Yorash Ploini Sod. The Mishnah says as long as he's stuck in a Loshen Matone, it kashers the whole tzavo. So Rovin said, what if he said, Yirash Ploini Soda Ploini, that Ruven should yarsh in this field, Betinosen Soda Ploini Liploini, and Shimon should get this field a Matone. He said Aloshin Matone by a different child. He said Aloshin Yerusha by one child, Aloshin Matone by a second child. Now, what's the din over here? Will the Aloshin Matone to the second child kasha the Aloshin Yerusha to the first child? Is Rabbi Yochanan Amakone? Afilu Aydi Yerusha, the Midaat ke Aloshin Matone by Ishtar Tzavo Lechad Minayu. Rabbi Yochanan said, as long as he mentioned Aloshin Matone to one of the children, Kulonami Matone Nino, so all of them are Matone. Reish Lakish, Oma Loilom Loiko Nahudi Yerusha. No, the child he said Aloshin Yerusha is not Koine. The Mrine Lahai Yave Matone, Lahai Yerusha. I will say to this one it's a matone, this one's Yerusha. Achi yoima, till each child, achi yoima, ploini, yushu, so the ploini shenesatilam. They take a loshen matone atavai, that in each child, there should be a loshen matone. So we paskin in this machlokes also like Reish Lakish. Let us see Taisvis. Mishum Yerusha Loyomaklum. Now he's distributing his assets is Nechosim Shaloyalpi Gidre Yerusha, not the way the Torah said they should be distributed, is Loyomaklum. So Taisva says Taime de Masnisin Meforeshosa Lefisha Hisna Mashekosu Batoira. Because it's Hisna Mashekosu Batoira. The Torah said that the Yerusha should be distributed in a certain way, and he's making his own oifen of distribution, it's no good. V'Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike Polig Beperik Yeshnoichlub. Now Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike disagrees with this. V'Omar the im omar al mi sheroi li yershoi dvor of kayomim. Rabbi Yechon Bebroike says amoy de kechidish. Rabbi Yechon Bebroike learns out from the posik vohoya beyoim han chilo yes bono that a father is permitted to regulate the flow of Yerusha. Rabbi Yechon Bebroike says like this. If a father by a ben bein abonim, you have 20 children, and the father's telling, so the din Torah is that sons yarshin. So he has 20 sons. So if the father says, I want the Yerusha of the 20 sons to be as follows. This one should get 75%, this should get 20%, 10%, etc. Then it works. He's permitted to control the flow of Yerusha the way he wants to make it. If he'll say, Abbas bein abonim, he'll say, I want my daughter to yashin something also, and she's not a bar Yerusha in this case because they're abonim, then it's worthless. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike holds by a ben bein abonim, if these are all teiridik yoshim, then the father has a koyach to control how the Yerusha should be given out. So this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike. So Tosfos says, "V'omei dama misheroy liyoshoi." Rabbi Yochanan Broike polig v'perkesh noichlam. He disagrees with this Mishnah. V'omei dama misheroy liyoshoi dvorav kayomim. V'taima meforish hosam mishum dersi v'hoya v'yoyim anchilei esbonov. Ha'toyre nosna rishus la'av la'hanchil l'chol misheyirze. A father can cause Yerusha to anyone he wants to.
So Taisvis asks Akasha, if a father can control the flow of Yerusha,
so Lachayre, that means that, so this mission is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, he can hishvelem as a bochur, he can make the bochur like a poshet.
So, what's that, Layucha Levake? So Taisvis says, Hainu davke chelik bochurah. The chelik b'chayra, the second chelik, a b'chayra gets two chalokim, the second chelik, the father is not a balabos. Avol chelik pshitis yochel. But the chelik of the pshitis, that means the chelik that he gets, together with all his other brothers, this chelik the father can take away from him. So, hishvo lemes abchayr, is going, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, you're allowed to do this. Agav Uche, I would like to mention, there's a Rishash in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. The Rishash says on Daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis, Loi motzosi mefurish, I never found, im yochel lekachas mimenu chelik pshitusoi. If a father can take away the chelik pshitus from the b'chayr. The l'chayre chelik ze shove l'chelik sharochim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, he could take it away. Oy ulai midechsiv lo yuchal levake, losis loy pishnayim, masmed lo yuchal legroyim imenu pishnayim, that the b'chayr always gets pishnayim. Oy noime de makshinin beis chalokim ladodi. Or maybe we'll say that both chalokim have the same halacha, and just like the chelik b'chayr he can't take away, the chelik pshitus he also can't away. So the Rishash never found a makir to Yishayla. L'chayra, this is enough in the Taisvis. In Yabamis, this is our Taisvis. Taisvis is saying that this mission is not going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, but according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, you could take away the chelik pshitus. I says l'yuchal levake, only the chelik b'chayra you can't take away. The Rabbonon b'yoyim anchilo yesbon. The Rabbonon that hold that b'chlal, the father is not b'koyach to regulate the distribution of the Yerusha. So what did they do b'yoyim anchilo yesbon? Mukmi ledrosh achit. So now Tosfos has a problem. So according to the Chachamim, what is pshat v'layuchal levake? If a b'chlal doesn't have any control in the Yerusha, so what's that v'layuchal levake? We see that the Bechayr is weaker in that what he inherits than a Poshet. He can't take Roy, he only takes Murzik. So I would think it's Hura Koichai in this also that if the father says he shouldn't take it, he also should be unable to take it. Inami, a second svar, it's the salke daita kibun the snua ben isuweo, the yochel levake, since the pasuk is speaking about that the prayer was born to the snua and the snua was snua ben isuweo, it's yochel levake.
So that's why you need Layuchel Abake. Ledavoyni, I don't understand Taisvis, because Taisvis started off, according to the Chachomim, the reason it doesn't help what he's saying, because it's Masna Mashekosu B'Teire. So I don't understand the Svore Sahin, Abcheire Shvacher, such a Svore, it only doesn't take Beroy, it's a Ben Asnur. But the Teire says, without the Layuchel Abake, the Teire says you should give Pishnaim to the Bcheire. Without the loyucha levake. So the Torah said, you should give pishnaim, it's masna mashekosu b'Torah. So don't understand why you need the loyucha levake. Ba'omar reish lokish lo'ilam loikone. Afar gav de rove gufe kama b'yesh noichlam da'aloche kab yechnem b'mbroike. Tais yesh samar de kikashe. Rove says, we pasken kab yechnem b'mbroike. So according to kab yechnem b'mbroike, a losh in Yerush is also good. We had mentioned before the whole din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika only applies if it's a ben ben abonim. So then he can regulate the flow of the Yerusha. But if it's a bas ben abonim, so memela, then there's no din of oyu b'yem and chiloi. So then only a matonic can help. So in that case, we pass on the shlokish that for each child, you need a loshen matone, and one loshen matone is not sufficient.